Aleishu Chelek Aleph Reish Samech Dalet. This is the third essay, Likras Tefkid, towards a position. Perik Rishon, Yavo Yoim, a day will come, Be'ashkacha Elyona Ta'amid Es HaTamid Chacham El Mekomo V'Yisoch HaKlal. The Hashkacha will place HaTamid Chacham, will clarify to him his place within society, within the Klal. Im Kemanhig, he might be a leader, whether it be as a rov or whatever it is, Im Kepoisek, Im Kimchanech, whatever it is, but it will become clearer and clearer to him what it is now that he has to do within and for the community. My Gishasel Avoida says in Marabim, what should be his approach to this Avoida with the masses? Yevone Bezet Varava Mirim Shabin Rabbi Moshe Kodovero, Besefer Tomid Gora. So we're going to quote the Ramak in his Sefer Tomid Gora, Perishlishi. He writes as follows, Venela Chokhma Shnei Panim. When it comes to wisdom, we speak of two facets. Hapan ha'ilyoin hapone lakeser. These are Kabbalistic terms, really. The upper facet that it turns towards the crown. Ve'eino yisam hapanim yistaklim lemata. That face doesn't look down. Ela mekablim lemata. It's a face that, like a satellite dish, it just receives from above. Hapan ha'sheni atachtoin, the second facet, which is the lower one, hapone lemata. That afka points downwards. Le'ashgiach basfira she'ins bashetes bechokhmasa alehem. These are Kabbalistic terms. Now, we translate it to our terminology. Kach yeh la'adam shnei panim. The person, the Talmid Chacham, should have these two facets. Hapan harishon is boided soy bekoinoy. The first facet, his involvement, yeah, but his boidedus, his soul engagement with his creator. In order to add to his wisdom, to improve his wisdom, it's his and his alone. Hashniya, though, however, the second facet, lelamed bnei adam me'isa chokhma shekadosh bo hishpi alav, to then bestow that wisdom on others. That's the one that faces down. He's bestowing, he uses his wisdom to influence others. Uchmei shechokhma mashpas el sfira esfira kfi shiura vetzoka. Just like in the Kabbalistic concepts there, the chokhma pours upon each sfira in accordance with its needs. Ken yeshpi bechol adam kfi shiur seichel asher yuchal se'is v'ano'is alav. So too, in our case, the person is mashpia to each person in accordance with that person's capability and what he needs to absorb. The person should be careful to avoid giving more than the recipient is capable of receiving. That's the Ramak. Says the author, the supreme wisdom has a life to it. We said this before. The person who earns this, the Talmid Chacham, chayus yesh b'chokhmas, his wisdom is alive, it's vital, it's dynamic. Therefore, the same wisdom, it's the same person, but there's two very different facets. That facet facing up is constantly drawing more and more chokhmah and absorbing and growing. The person must be alone with his creator, without taking at all into consideration the needs of his mushpaim, whether talmidim or children or whatever it is. It's just for him. He needs to build himself. Tamid mechadash. There needs to be a constant growth through this facet of wisdom. Ulam, however, in order that there should be a vitality to his wisdom, al ha'adam lashpim, he has to bestow of it, he has to give of it. V'zoi avoida chadasha, it's a new avoida, ufanim chadashes ba'olechan, the phrase of Chazal, v'goni Shabbos, ufanim chadashes ba'olechan, li'istakel lemata, to look u'lizbonen ma'u tzorcha b'yos b'chuma, what does society need, or matalmidim, or whatever it is, what do they need, not necessarily what I have, which may be not suitable for them, but what do they need, v'ze le'ashpilen b'midah v'mishkal, and then to bestow that, with precision. Each one in accordance with his understanding and his needs. Not more, not less. This is something new. The wisdom that he acquired needs to be worked. It's like ibud is like taking raw leather and translating it into a finished product. So the chokhmah that he has is raw. It needs to be worked. Mashadam zechalu beis boidu imkone, that what the person earned while he was, what he attained while he was with his creator, by himself. Me'ata alav liyitzorisoy mechadash, he has to process it. Kedil ashpim min abuyoiz. He can't take the raw material that he learned, when he, whether it's a sugya or rashi or something, whatever it is, and give it in the same raw form, because that's not going to work. He has to work on it and process it in order to for it to be appropriate. V'mishnei ponim ele beyachad, when these two facets work together, chokhmaso shel adam chaya, then his wisdom is dynamic. V'u b'vchinas mesharsav, it's like the mesharsim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ha-mekabelim aleim oil malchus shamayim ze mizeh. Now we have an additional insight into this. When we say this in the davening, mekablim aleim oil malchus shamayim ze mizeh, so they receive from a higher force, a higher level of malach, they receive, v'rak achakach nosnim v'rshus lezeh, then they noisen, then they bestow it further, l'akdish l'yitzara menachas ruach. So a person has that, the aspect of the malachim in that way. Huma she'amru chazal, chazal expressed it in many places, for example, in Pekei Avos, Moshe zacha v'zika es harabim. First he was zoichi, to absorb and to grow himself. Then he was mezakeh the rabim. V'zei haderech, that's the path. Rak moshe zacha le'atzmoy v'zikech es esmoy. What a person attained for himself and purified himself, b'zehu yachol le'zakos es harabim. Only that can be used to be mezakeh. V'rak zoi chokhma chaya. Otherwise, it will be dry and ineffective if it's something that he hasn't himself attained truly. Hu asher evenu b'shem midrash Shmuel. We started this midrash b'akadama l'shaze, in the introduction to this shar. It's a statement of Chazal speaking about Elkanah, the father of Shmuel Anavi. Nis'ala ish b'veisoy. He grew first within his home. Nis'ala b'chatzero, in his courtyard. Nis'ala b'iro, in his town. Nis'ala b'chos. He became great among the Jewish. He was prominent among the entire people. V'chol iluyoy lo haya ela me'atzmo, but it grew from within himself. Zeu seid ish chai. That's a concept of this dynamic person. Shebechol asher yis'ala b'nei abriyois. Ba lidei bitui mashu zechal v'yizakech be'atzmo. Whatever stature he had in the eyes of people, as he grew and became more and more prominent and more respected, it was really a reflection of his own growth from within himself, what he attained by himself and for himself. Haklalu, the rule is as follows, the bottom line is, ki chokhma elyona chokhma chayai, as we said, the supreme wisdom is a dynamic wisdom. V'chokhma satura shim yesod chokhma elyona, the chokhma of Torah, which is something like Hashem's mind, af hi chokhma chayai, it has that aspect. V'chayavim lishmor lecha yisah leval yechul bahifsek umisah, one has to preserve that dynamism, that vitality, so that he doesn't suffer this temporary death. The Pasukim Malachi says, Kisifsei Kohen Yishmeru Das, the lips of the Kohen preserve knowledge, V'tere Yevakshu Mipiu, and Tere is sought from his mouth. Ki Divrei Tura Amitiim, true Divrei Tura Shech Yusbem, again, that have life in them, Yoiker Rav Lahem, they are precious, V'yishlom Avasem Rak L'Ruim Lahem, they have to be bestowed only on those who are appropriate, that they should be said at the right time to the right people. U'v'makom u'v'zman anachon, at the right time, the right place, in such a way that they give love to those who hear. Ki malach Hashem tzvakoi, so the Pasuk says, the same Pasuk, and Chazal comment, im harav dome l'malach Hashem tzvakoi, if the teacher resembles in some way the malach of Hashem, yivakshu Torah mipiu, then they should seek Torah from him. V'im lav, al yivakshu Torah mipiu, otherwise they should not seek Torah from him. Lefi anan navi, according to what we've been saying, we understand the statement of Chazal. Ki gam ze eino tnai be'alma, shi'a rav gam tzadik. It's not just a prerequisite, a condition that the rav should be a tzadik. That's not enough. Ela im rav dume l'malach Hashem tzvakois, az yesh chayus b'serasim. Chazal are trying to express this idea that there's this vitality in his Torah. Uchvar kosav maren rabbi Nachum Zev, b'no shel saba kedisho mikelm, the son of the alto mikelm, he writes, na'e doresh ve'eino na'e mekayem, it's a wonderful turn of phrase. I mean, he's playing on the statement of Chazal, who say about certain activities, it's a chokhmah, not a melacha, like blowing the shofar on Shabbos. Chazal say, it's a chokhmah, it's not a melacha, and therefore, midorais, it's permitted to blow the shofar on Shabbos. So, and the other statement about na'ed doresh, and eino da'e mekayim, so Rabbi Nachum Zev said, a person's na'ed doresh, he's a good teacher. In other words, he has the right words and the right way of expressing himself, all these things, but eino na'e mekayem, if it's not fulfilled in him, if he didn't first acquire it for himself, if he didn't first absorb it and process it. So it's only na'ed dorish in them came. Zay melacha v'nechum. It's a job. It's a melacha. It's a livelihood. It's not a chokhma. Bo ekame meduyak mishpat. It's such an accurate statement. Kishadam na'ed dorish. When a person speaks and it's a beautiful umchadesh dvarim amukim arevim. And the achim techidushim there. It's deep and wonderful and pleasant and clever. Ach einu mekayem oisam be'atzmoi. But he's just saying it. It's not him. It's not alive within him. The chokhma meisa eina begede chokhma. If it's dead, it's not counted as a chokhma. It's a melacha. It's an amazing thing. And one sees this, unfortunately. One can produce wonderful shmuzen or shirim or books or whatever it is. But if the person hasn't absorbed it and acquired it for himself, there's something about it that is dead and sterile. This vitality of the chokhmah obligates the chokhmah. He feels an impulse to expand his border, meaning to have more influence and more people. Through this imperative to hand over his wisdom with perfection, Shigam Hemivinu Bechorum comes, so that his Talmidim can also understand the matter to its deepest. Mizgalois Hagdamois Mizchachim Tamim. He discovers various things through the process emerge. Ela Shigam Belimudim Talmidim Einarab Betoch Bifnei Budchai Sashitarose. Even in learning with Talmidim, however, the teacher cannot be certain that he won't lose the vitality of his Torah. Kol Hargasha Vechol Chidush Adam Omer Lachrim. Whatever insight, whatever feeling that a person has and he relates to others, enem chaimot bekirbo, they will not remain alive within him, elem kelu shamar ladavar zman rab, unless he kept the matter for a long time. It's perhaps one can think of it as a sort of an incubator. If a person releases the matter, the insight, too quickly, it's like the baby going out of the incubator too quickly. It will lose its vitality. It has to be within him sufficiently long that it's developed and now can leave the incubator. If he does it prematurely, it won't have the effect on him that is necessary. Sometimes it happens that through discussing it, it davka does around and rejuvenates what's within him. What should the Talmid Chacham do so as to ensure that the words retain their vitality? He reveals over here the whole Mahalach in the statement of Chazal in Maseches Ta'anis. Why is the Torah, or words of Torah, compared to a tree? Shneimar, the famous pasuk, Eitz Chayimi Lamachazikimba. The Torah is a tree of life to those who grasp or hold onto it. So it's compared to a tree. Loimar lecha, to teach us at least this one idea. Ma Eitz Katan Madlikas Agadol. When you light a fire, we don't start by trying to kindle a huge log. It doesn't work to use a match to light a log. So you start with a twig, and the twig lights a bigger one, and the bigger stick lights a bigger stick. So Ma Eitz Katan Madlikas Agadol. So too, when you have less experienced, less capable Talmidei Chachamim, they sharpen those who are greater. That's along the same lines as Rabbi Chanina's statement. It's true, I learned much from my teachers, more from my colleagues, but more than anyone else I learned from my Talmidim. What Rav Yerucham said is that the way that Chazal learned was they insisted that there would always be in their learning and teaching more and more vitality to preserve that life. Even when they taught Talmidim, they were concerned for this point. That they should immediately get something back from the Talmidim. As they teach them, something back from them, a question, an insight, whatever it is, to the point where they learned more from the Talmidim than from the teachers. In that process, there's no longer a death or a stoppage in the Torah. That's the appearance, that's the form of the Rav in inverted commas, because it doesn't matter whether he has a position or not. Bli hevdel ezo misel tufes. It doesn't matter what sort of position he takes. But that's a Talmid Chacham. Atkan.